is Daf Mem Vav. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara says that Rabbi Zera Chalash, Rabbi Zera got sick, and Al Lagabe Rabbi Abo went to visit him. Kabbalah, he Kabbalah himself, I mitfach Katina Charech Shakai, if he gets healthy. Katina Charech Shakai was a way to describe Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Zera means he was small and he got burnt. The story goes, Rabbi Zera in Bava Metzia, that he fasted 40 days and he wanted to protect himself from the Eish of Gehenna. So every so often he'd go test himself and go into an oven, and he wouldn't get burnt. So he saw that the fasting worked. He was protected from the Eish of Gehenna. The Chacham found out about this. They looked upon him, and they got a little Chalish Adas. So then he got burnt the next time he went into the oven. So he was known that it was a very short individual who was burnt. So he called him Imitfach Katina Charech Shaka, the small individual with burnt feet. So if he gets healthy, Rabbi Zeir gets healthy, Avidna Yoma Tava L'Rabbanim. I'm going to make a big Suda for the Talmid Chachamim. Itbach. So then he got healthy, exactly. Avid Sudasa L'Chul L'Rabbanim. So he made a meal for all the Rabbanim. Kimata L'Mishrei. So they went to wash, and they were going to be Mechavit, someone to Liha Motzi. So Amrlei, Rabbi Abo says, Rabbi Zera, Lishan Lamar, Rabbi Abo is the host. He had the Suda, because Rabbi Zera got healthy. He says, Rabbi Zera, you should Lishrei Lamar, you should say Motzi for everyone. So Amrlei, Rabbi Zera says, Lo Savar Lamar, Laha, do you not hold to the following din, to Rabbi Yochanan, Damar Bal Habayis Botzeya? So the din is the Baal Bayis is supposed to be Botzeya. He has to make a Motzi. So Rabbi Abahu was the Makabel, the din from Rabbi Zera, Vishari Lahu, and Rabbi Abahu was the one who's Makabel. He's the one who was Botzeya the Pas. So Kimata Levrucha, when it came time to bench, Amalei, Rabbi Abahu says, okay, now I got you, Rabbi Zera. Nivrach Leimar, now you should lead benching, Rabbi Zera. I'm Makabel you with the leading Zimun. Amalei, Rabbi Zera says back to him, Lo Savar Leimar, Lahad Ravhuna Demin Bavel, the Amar Botzeya Mevarach. Don't you know the din that the Botzeya, whoever did the Bracha, did Amotzi, should also be the one leading benching? So since the Baal Bayis has to be Botzeya, and the Botzeya has to be Mevarech, has to lead benching, so you, Rabbi Abo, you're the one who has to lead benching as well. So V'ihu, Rabbi Abo himself thought otherwise. He says no. Kiman Tzvir Luhud Rabbi Abo hold like that Rabbi Abo felt that Rabbi Zera should be leading benching. Kihad Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai Baal Bayis Botzeya, that the Baal Bayis should be Botzeya, but the Oreach should be Mevarech, the guest is the one who should be leading benching. So the din is that Baal Bayis Botzeya Kadesha Yivsa Bain Yafa. You want the Baal Bayis being the one making a moti so he can give out nice pieces of bread. If there's a guest there, he likes to say it's uncomfortable how much bread to give out. He doesn't know what the Baal Bayis cares for. But the Baal Bayis is the one being Botzeya, he'll give out big pieces of bread to each person. So that's why the Botzeya should be the Baal Bayis. And the Oreach should be in the Mevarach. Why should the Oreach lead the benching? Kadesha Yivarech Baal Bayis. So this way the Baal Bayis could be blessed. So the guest could give a special bracha of the Baal Bayis during benching. So if you go to a Sephardi home, the Sephardim are very, very makpid that not only the Mevarach does the bracha, but every single person at a meal should say a bracha. I was once at a meal that every single person had to say, we had like a ufruf in someone's house, every single person had to say this separate hiratzon. The Ashkenazim typically don't say this. The Mishabur wants to know, why don't Ashkenazim say this? So some dates include on the Harachman Yivarach as Baal Bayis Hazeh. That Harachman includes it. But the poskim all say that one should say this bracha we're about to see of the bracha of the Oreach. Some say maybe only the one leading Zeman should be saying it. Others say everyone else should be saying it loudly, softly. But it really the best thing is for everyone to be saying it at the meal. So my Mevarach, what exactly is the bracha of the Oreach? What bracha does a guest give the Baal Habayis? So the Gemara says, Yiratzon shelo yevosh Baal Habayis b'olam hazeh, lo yikalim l'olam haba. Now they're different nuschos. Since they ask why they change from what the Gemara has versus what the benches are. But this is the nusach halis that appears in the Gemara. So that's the very simple the simple bracha. Rebbe, Mosiba, Rebbe add on to this, Dvarim, Vayitzlach, Meod l'chol nechasav, Yinuchasav, Yinuchasenu, Muslachim l'okram la'ir, Vayishlo satan, L'masayadav, L'masayadenu, Vayizdakir, are the different girsels there, Lo yilfanav, Lo lefanenu, Shum, Dvar hirachet, Vavera, Vavon, Me'atov, Adolam. That is the basic nusach of the bracha of the Oreach that one should say. So Ad Heichana, Birkas HaMazon. So until what point is Birkas HaMazon? Birkas HaZimon. So this is a very, very confusing sugya. And we're going to take Rashi's pshat. I'll share with you Tosas pshat as well. We'll start with Rashi because Rashi is going to be the easiest to understand through understanding the Gemara here. But Halach L'maaseh, we don't hold like Rashi. So what exactly is the question here? Ad Heichan Birkas HaZimon. How long is Birkas HaZimon for? And to what point does it go? So Rav Nachman Amar Ad Nivarech, which means Nivarech Shechal Mishalo. And Rav Sheshis Amar ad hazan until the end of birchas hamazon, the first bracha, hazan asakol. So is it only that what we say, Rabbi Sai Nevarech, and we say Nevarech Shechalnu Mishalo, is that birchas hazimun? Or does birchas hazimun even include the first bracha of hazan asakol? So if you look at Rashi, what exactly is this question? So Rashi says, ad heichan birchas hazimun, Rashi 5 narrow lines down, shetzrichen liyo shlosha uchshein shnayim lo yamru, that you only say it with three people. But if you have less than three people, if there are only two people, you don't say it. So you and I know, we don't say Nevarech Shechal Mishlo with two people. But now, according to Rosheshes, you don't even say the first bracha of Hazan HaSakol, you will not say if you don't have three people, which is a big chiddush for us. We would never say such a thing. So Tosus takes issue on this Rashi, and he asks a serious question. So, well, I'm not going to read it inside, I'll read outside, but you can follow along. One of the questions he asks is, how could that be? The bracha of Birchas Hazan is deraisa, we know. So how could you suggest that if I'm benching myself, I shouldn't say the first bracha? That's a very strange thing to say. Number two, he asks, among five questions or so, Maisim b'chol yom, that everyone, every yachid, says the first bracha of Hazan HaSakol. So how could the Rashi of Havamina, that a yachid shouldn't say the first bracha of benching? So for that reason, he says it's different. The question, according to Tosos, is, so we know that din, let's say three of us are eating, and two of us want to bench, the third guy wants to still eat. We force the first guy, the third guy, to stop eating, to listen to our zimun, and when we're finished, so then he could go on and continue eating. And when he's finished, he could bench separately. So again, two, three of us are eating. We, you, and Ezra and I want to stop to bench. So Harry has to stop to listen to us, and then we go off, and he finishes the meal, and then Harry goes to bench on his own. So the question is, how long does Harry have to wait before he can continue eating? Does he have to wait just for the first benching of Nevarach Shechal Mishalo? Or does he have to even wait for the first brach of Hazan HaSakol, and then he could go back? That's the question according to Tosos, which makes more sense to how we paskin, but because it gets a little confusing, we're going to go with Rashi's pshat, at least in the Gemara, and then you have to plug Tosos back in on your own. So now, getting back in Rashi's world, the question becomes, until what point, what are you allowed to say when you're by yourself? So is it that you don't say the first bracha again, ad nivarich shechal mishlo, that you don't say without a zimun? Or you won't even say the first bracha of hazan HaSakol if you don't have three people, according to Rav Sheshes? So the Gemara says now, back inside, Neima Ketanai, let's say this is a machlokis tonight, that the Tanicha, the one brisa holds, birchas hamazon shnayim, shlosha, so birchas hamazon sometimes is two, and sometimes it's three. This is going to be very confusing. I'm sorry, but this is just nature of the Gemara. And Tani Idach, the other Brisa says, Shlosha Varba. Sometimes benching is three brachos, and sometimes benching is four brachos. So one Brisa says two and three, one Brisa says three and four. So what's this machlokas? Savrua, whenever you see the word Savrua, Savrua is always a Havamina. There's an interesting Tosfos in Bava Basra, I think it's Daf Gimel, that says there are a few exceptions where the word Savrua appears, where Lamaskana, we actually hold that initial thought. But outside of those few exceptions, Savrua is always where there's an initial suggestion, it's a Havamina, but in the end it's going to be rejected. So Savrua, what's the initial thought here? The Yachuli Alma, everyone agrees, Hatova Meitiv Lav Deraisi. So we know that there are really four brachas in benching. The fourth one, Tova Meitiv, was added on later by the Chachma Yavna, and that's only the Rabbanan. So that's out of the picture. We're ignoring Tova Meitiv. So we're down to really three brachas, Hazan HaSakol, and so on. So then, my lav, b'ha-kemithli, is a machlokas not as follows? That man, da'amar, the one who holds, shtayim u'shalosh, either two or three brachas, when is there two, when is there three? Kesaber ad hazan. Ad hazan is really the zimun. The birchas zimun is not simply nevarach shechal mishlo, it's including the first bracha of hazan HaSakol. That's all one bracha. That's, so the really three brachas are the rabosai nevarach plus hazan HaSakol is one, and the alakol is the next one, and rachem is the third one. So they're really only three brachas. And therefore, when you have three people benching, so you say three full brachas. When you only have one or two people benching on their own, you only say two brachas. You say al hakol, and you say rachem, but you don't say the first bracha of benching. That's one shot. And man da amar, the one who holds shalosh va'arba, the three and four, kesaver ad nevarich. Nevarich, that first section, the hakdama that we do as nevarich shachal mishol, is considered a separate bracha on its own. So that's one bracha. Hazan HaSakol is a second bracha. Nod is a third bracha. And Rachem is a fourth bracha. So that's four brachas. So when you have a Zimun, you say all four brachas. Again, Nevarach Shecham Mishlo being the first bracha. When there are two or only one person benching, then you only say three brachas, which would be Hazan HaSakol, Nod Elacha, and Bon Yishalayim.
This would seem like Rashi, right?
We're only going with Rashi right now. We're only doing Rashi.
But I'm saying it would be very hard to explain with Tosfos.
You have to go through the Tosfos to figure it out. Yeah, he goes through it, but it's a little confusing. So we're sticking with Rashi, just makes it simpler for now. So the Gemara, so that's the initial suggestion. Again, whether or not we view the bracha of Hazanas Kol as a unit, as part of the Zimun, or is considered a separate bracha from the Zimun of Nevarach Shechal Mishalom. So the Gemara says, that is not the way to understand the Machlokas of the Braises. Rav Nachman Metarit Latame, Rav Sheshesh Metarit Latame. Each one holds according to the way, what they hold. Rav Nachman, if you remember, he's the one initially who had said, what is the Zimun? Ad Hechan Birchas Zimun? Ad Nevarach Shechal Mishalom. That's Zimun. After that, you don't need a Zimun to say the rest of the brachas. So Rav Sheshes said differently. So in Rav Nachman's world, the Gemara explains, Rav Nachman Metarit Latame, he explains according to his Svara, to Chuliyam, everyone is in agreement that Ad Nevarich, both Brises, the one that says 2 and 3, and the Brises that says 3 and 4, both agree Ad Nevarich is all you need a Zimun for. After Nevarich, you could say, benching on your own, all three brachas, Azan Sakol, No Delecha, and Rachim. So Ad Nevarich is what you need. The Ad Nevarich Mandamar Shalosh Varba, the one who says 3 and 4 brachas, Shapir. That makes sense because when there's no Zimun, so you say 3 brachas. You say Birchas Hazan, Birchas Aretz, and Boni Yishalayim. And when there's a Zimun, you say Arba. What's the fourth bracha? You add the Rabosai Nevarich. You add the Nevarich Shechal Mishal as the fourth bracha. So that all makes sense. Uman Damar Shai Mushalosh. The Brayis says that 2 or 3. Amalacha, that's talking about a particular case of Hacha Birchas Poalim Askinan, the workers, that we know there's a cloud, Amar Mar, we learn a Daf Tezayin, Posech Behazan, the Kolel, Bone Yishlaim Birchas Aretz, we lumped together the last two brachas, Bone Yishlaim with Aretz, as one, so we've now brought down from 4 brachas to 3 brachas. So if there's a Zimun, we have 3 brachas. If there's no Zimun, then there are only 2 brachas for the Po'alim. The first bracha is Berchas Hazan. The second bracha is a combination of Birchas Aretz and Bonei Yishlaim coming together. That's how he understands this brisa. But he holds still very strongly that the Zimun is only necessary to say Nivarech Nivarech Shechan Mishlo, but you don't need a Zimun to say the other brachas. Rav Sheshes Metaritz Latame. Rav Sheshes goes according to his reasoning, which is what? That you need a Zimun to even say the first bracha of Hazanas Hakol. You need that to say without the Zimun, you cannot say Hazanas Hakol. So he explains, Rav Sheshes Metaritz Latame de Chuliyam. Everyone agrees, Ad Hazan. Everyone has to say, you need a Zimun to say Ad Hazan. Mandamar Shai Mishalosh. One says 2 or 3 bracha Shapir. It makes sense. Why? Because we're viewing now Nivarech Shechal Mishlo and the bracha of Hazan as one unit now. It's one bracha. So that's one bracha. And then No Delecha is second bracha. And Rachem is a third bracha. So it makes sense, 3 brachas with a Zimun. And without a Zimun, you only say No Delecha and Rachem is 2 and 3. And the Braisa says, Man Damar Shalosh V'Arba. So where's the extra bracha coming from? Kesavar HaTov V'Ametiv D'Raisahi. That Braisa is a Das Yochid that holds Tov V'Ametiv is actually a Din D'Raisa. So we're going to prove otherwise that we don't assume it's a Deraisa, but there is a Das Yachid that Tov Meitiv did make it to the list of Deraisas. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef responds back to this and says, Teda, I'll prove to you that Tov Meitiv lav Deraisa. It's not a Deraisa. Why? What's his proof? Sharei Palim Okin Osa. When the workers is bench, they don't say it. Everyone agrees you don't say Tov Meitiv. They would say Bonei Shlaim including Birchas Aretz, but they would not say Tov Meitiv, and therefore we see clearly that's only Deraisa. So it comes along further. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei Rav. He also proves Teda the Tova Meitiv is Lav Deraisa. Sherei Poseach Ba Bebarach. That opened up with a Baruch. It's a Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Ve'ein Chosin Ba Baruch. But there is no bracha at the end of it. So now, what's the Raya that this is the Deraisa? So we're going to see at the end of the Braisa how this is clear. But just look at Rashi. It just helps us know what to look for here. Rashi says around 8 lines up. Sherei Poseach Ba Bebarach. Now, Ve'i Deraisa, if Tova Meitiv was in fact a Deraisa, Havi Smucha Lechaverti, it should be next to an adjacent bracha of Uvnei Shalayim, Ve'ein Poschon Baba Baruch. We know when things are next to each other, when they're connected to each other, you don't need to start with a Baruch Ata Hashem. It could piggyback off the previous one. Like all of Shemoneh Esrei, if we only have one Baruch Ata Hashem to open up, which is the first bracha, all the other ones, Ata Kadosh, Ata Chonein, don't start with the Baruch Ata Hashem because it piggybacks off the previous one. So how come Tova Meitiv isn't piggybacking off the previous 3 brachas? Because Tova Meitiv is a not deraisa. It's a completely different type of bracha, and therefore it starts with a new bracha, because it's independent and it's not a deraisa. So Gemara explains all this. Kidatanya. The braisa says, Kol brachos kulan, poseach ben bebarach, v'chosim ben bebarach. The idea of bracha is a bracha that begins with a bracha and ends with a bracha. Like the, it's a, Havdalah. Havdalah has starts with the baruch, and it ends with the baruch as a chasim at the end. That's a classic type of bracha. And then there are exceptions of a chutz mibirchas haperos, a birchas hamitzvos, and a bracha that we say on eating, a bracha we say on a mitzvah. That's just a very bracha ktsara, and therefore there's no need for an opening bracha and no need for an end bracha. And birchas hasmuch lechaverta would be another exception where it doesn't need to begin with the bracha because it's somech on the baruch atah Hashem on the previous bracha. Ubracha acharona should be kriyashma of emes v'yatziv and emes v'emuna also don't begin with the bracha because they piggyback off the previous bracha in the Shema. And yesh me'em sheposeach ben baruch, there's some brachas that begin with a bracha, vein chosim be baruch. So we have every type of permutation here. Again, some brachas have a bracha in the beginning, bracha at the end. Some only have at the beginning, some only have at the end. And these are the different permutations. And the Gemara goes on to Amud Beis and says, v'yesh me'em sheposeach ben baruch, that those that end with a bracha, vein posach b'barach, and don't begin with a barach, such as a bracha smuch l'chaverta. And tovu meitiv, posach b'barach, vein chosin b'barach. Mechla, why does it begin with a bracha? Why doesn't it piggyback off a bracha from beforehand and benching? Mechlal birch de bracha, b'fnei atmehi, clearly it's an independent bracha, and therefore not a deraisa. Now one more proof, the third proof, that birchas tovu meitiv is a derabanan, v'amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, teda. That tovu meitiv lav deraisa. It's not a deraisa. Sharei okrinos bebeis ha'avel. In the beis ha'avel, the avel's house does. They don't say tovu meitiv at the end of benching. Kidatani, like the braisa says, ma'hem omrim bebeis ha'avel. What do they say in the house of the avel? Baruch ha'tovu meitiv. That's what they would say. And Rabbi Kiva says omer baruch adayna emes. So according to Rabbi Kiva, at least there is no bracha tovu meitiv. Why? Because Rabbi Kiva understands that it's not a deraisa. No. Then the Gemara says, Tova Meitiv in Dain Emes Lo. So when the Tanakhama says, you say Tova Meitiv in the house, but you don't say Dain Emes, Ela Eima Af Tova Meitiv. You also say Tova Meitiv in addition to Dain Emes in the base Ha'avel. So the Gemara then says, Bar Zutra Ikle the Bey Rav Ashi. One time our Zutra was in the house of Rav Ashi. Itra Bey Milsa, and he was, someone passed away. He was sitting at Velas. In Pasuk Baruch, he said the Bracha of Hatova Meitiv. Kel emes, dain emes, shofet betzedek lokech b'mishpat, v'shalat be'olam olas esbo, kirtona kichol derachol mishpat, she'akol shelo v'nachnu ima amo avavodav, or b'kol anachnu chayavim l'odos lo levarcho, go der pratos b'Yisrael, hu yigder es pepirta, hazos b'Yisrael l'chaim. This is brought down actually, l'halacha, this bracha one says. I don't know if it's l'maisa, whether actually people do this, but it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. It sounds like it's being said as part of benching a Tova Meitiv as the benching a bracha. No, when he benches on his own. Not as part of the Zimun. Yeah, not as part of the Zimun. Yeah. I don't know Lamaisa if this is something that they do. I'm not really sure. If you look at Tosa on the top here, Tosa writes here about Tova Meitiv. He says, Im Tomar Ramai Posechas Bebaruch. So how come Tova Meitiv begins with the Baruch Valo Smucha Lechaverti? Isn't it next to the initial, the bracha before? And then we answered, V'yesh Lomar, the Niskana Nitkana B'fnei Atzma B'shu Haruge Beitar. That was the motivation. It was a separate bracha. Vim Tomar Amai Einoch Osemes B'baruch. So how come it doesn't end in a baruch? We know every long bracha has a bracha in the beginning, Baruch Atah Hashem, and then we have a conclusion, Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. So for example, like Havdalah, we say Amavdim and Kosh Shachol at the end to repeat as a chasima. So why is there no chasima at the end of Tova Meitiv if in fact it's a separate bracha? So Tosa answers something very interesting. He writes, V'yei Shlomer Mishuma T'Ktarhi. Really, the bracha of Tova Meitiv was meant to be a very short bracha. But what happened was, Rak Shetiknu La'achar Kach, after some time, they added on some additional phrases there, Shalosh Malchios, Shalosh Gemulos, Shalosh Hatavos, these were all added on later on, and therefore it never got a Baruch Atah Hashem in the Chasima. But initially it was meant to be a very short bracha. The end of Tosis is an interesting part. I don't fully grasp it. He's talking about the brachas of Torah, of the bracha of the Nemata Shabirchas of Torah. Something there about the words being larger, the writing being larger. I don't know what he was talking about here. But it was something interesting about the nature of the brachas of Torah. Let's go back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Lahechan Huchoze. To where do you go back to? So what is going on? What's the question here? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Lahechan Huchoze. It's around four, it's four narrow lines down in Rashi. Lahechan Huchoze. Mishin Itztarif Lezimun, a person who was part of the Zimun. Vamr Leil, we learned above, Laliba the Rav Sheshes, Birchas Zimun Ad Hazan. Rav Sheshes says, if you, no, if you're part of a Zimun, you have to, you need a Zimun even until the Bracha of Hazan is Akol. Vutrach Zel Leos Mafsik. Now the third guy is busy eating, and the two guys want to go run to work. So two guys say, you know, listen, Reuven, could you stop eating to answer a Zimun? He says, sure. So he stops. So he's Mafsik Achilaso. until the one leading benching finishes hazan sakol, then he could go back to eating. Now chazar zeh shivsik l'shnayim the gamar sudaso. So now Reuven finishes his meal. He's sitting by himself. His friends went to the work. He finishes meal 10 minutes later. Now, when he has to bench, what does he have to bench? Does he have to go back to the beginning of benching, even saying the first bracha of Hazanes HaKol, or was he Yotei Hazanes HaKol through the one leading benching who said it together? So the Gemara says again, where does he go back to? Rav Zvid Mishmeda Bai Amar Chozer L'Rosh. He has to go all the way back to the beginning and even saying Hazanes HaKol. And Rabban Amri L'Makom Shepasuk, he has to go back to where he stopped, meaning only from no Delecha, that he has to go to Hilchasa Lamakum Shapasak, and he doesn't have to go back to the beginning, only to that piece. But we, Paskin, I believe, we Paskin, he goes back to the beginning of the bracha, even though the Gemara says Hilchasa Lamakum Shapasak, for some reason the practice is not like that. We go back to the beginning of bench. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amr Le Reish Galusa Le Rav Sheishas. Reish Galusa was explained to Rav Sheishas. Afagav the Rabbanan Kishishi Atun. Even though the Talmid Chacham are very old and experienced and wise, in the end of the day, Parsai b'tzar chesuda b'ki minaychu. The Persians are actually more sophisticated and more familiar with different halachas of practice of the suda. So it doesn't sound like these are halachic discussions here. They're more derech eretz and minhagim. So we look to the Persians to properly how to properly eat. So Bizman changed shtei mitos. Let's say there are two beds. They used to lean, we know, they used to not sit in regular chairs. They had beds they lean on. Sometimes they lean their body. Sometimes they lean their head. This is one of the Gemara's actually talk about how one should do haseba on Pesach night. So, there's a Mishabura that talks about leaning only your head, leaning your whole body. So the different ways how to do it, and that becomes very uncomfortable because we don't lean like this. It's very hard for us to eat like that. We don't know how to do it. Our left hand gets stuck under our body. It's awkward. So it becomes this challenge, but they look to this Gemara here, how to properly lean. Is it the head only, or is it the entire body? So now what happened was, when they had two beds, around the table, so the din was, the gadol was Mesa Barosh. So they had the older one, the Murchash one, would be at the head of the table. And Mesheni, the second one to him, the one he's eating with, Lamal Himana was above him. Which means, so let's say I'm leaning like this, above me means his feet is by my head. So that's how it is. Now we're about to see, it's challenging, how do you have a conversation like that? If he's across me, we could talk. But the guy is like, above me like that, I can't really talk to him. So, but that's how they would do it. And we'll see how the conversation would go amongst the Persians. So again, the Gadol would be Mesa Barosh, he would be at the head, and the Sheni Lo would be Lamala Himana would be above him, his feet would be to the head of the Gadol Himana. Ubizman Shem Shalosh, but when there are three people sitting together around the meal, Gadol Mesa Be'emsa, the greatest one, is going to be in the middle. The Sheni Lo, the second in command, would be Lamala Himana, would be above him. The Shlishi Lo, the third one, would be below him. Lamata Himana would be below the Gadol, the greatest one there. So Amri Lay, so they said, Rav Sheshis was bothered by Reish Galusha's suggestion that V'chi Bai Shau B'Hadei, when the Gadol wants to speak to the second guy, the Sheni, then Dimitaritz Taritz V'Yosev, he now needs to adjust himself, he needs to sit up to face the guy and turn around, U'Mishai B'Hadei, in order to address him. So that's very hard to accomplish. So how are you going to have a conversation during the meal? Amr Lay, Shaini Parsai, the Persians are different, D'machve Lay B'machag. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi around halfway down the Amadir, he explains here that they knew how to, like, sign language. They could just, like, talk in fingers. And so even though they weren't talking to each other, they could stick their hands out, they could see each other moving and making motions, and that's how they communicated. And for that reason, it was appropriate to sit in such a way. Okay. So the Gemara now says, Maim Rishonim, to wash hands before the Suda, Mehechan Maschilin. So they would bring out, they didn't have a... water from the sink like we have. So they bring a cup of water to where they're sitting. They wash their hands, and then the waiter would take the water in. So when you bring the Mayim Rishonim out, Mehechen Maschilin, who do you give the Netiyas HaDayim to do first? So Amrulay, Reish Galusha said, Mina Gadol. The Gadol should have his hands washed first. Rav Sheshis says, Yeshiv Gadol, the Yishmer Yadav, Achinolin Kulon. So now the Gadol says, stays there, waits, he can't talk while his hands are washed, waits for the other 10 guys to wash their hands. He sits there quietly the whole time. That's not so kavadik to the Gadol. So Amar Le, Reish Galusha says, La'alter Maisi Taka Kame. No, each person had their own individual table. So when the Gadol washes hands, he wouldn't wait for the other guys. They'd bring the table out immediately, and he'd wash and eat his bread, while the other people would begin to wash and eat their bread as well, but he wouldn't have to wait for everyone else. So then, what about my macharonim at the end of the meal? Mehechan maschilin, who gets to wash my macharonim first? And the Gemara says, Amar Le, that the minakatan, the youngest one, is the one who washed my macharonim. So Rav Sheshis is bothered by this as well. The gadol yasev yadav mizuhama. So now the meal's over. Everyone's table is taken. So their hands are filthy. They didn't use silverware back then. They used their hands. They dug into the potato kugel and to the meat, and their hands were filthy. So now, while they're all waiting to bench, so the kadam washes his hands. The gadol's like standing like this, sitting just with hands filthy, the gravy dripping down his arms. That's not so appropriate. So Amar Leh, the Reish Kalusa responds back to Rav Sheshes, Lo mesalka taka mikame adinamte mai lagabe. No, we wouldn't take his table away. The way it would work was that the gadol would eat his meal, and they bring my machorim out to the katan, and he's still eating his meal while he's washing my machorim. It's not until my machorim get to the gadol, then they take away his table, and then they wash his hands. But he's not sitting there like that, waiting for his hands to be cleaned. He's continuing to eat until the my machorim finally make its way over to him. So Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes now says, Ana Masisi Adana. Rav Sheshes, after hearing this whole discussion of the minhag of the Persians, Rav Sheshes says, I'm actually familiar with the Braisa that supports everything that you just said. The Tanya. So again, by the way, this is not a din of this is not halacha. This is all derech eretz. It's just proper derech eretz, which itself is fascinating. But that's certainly part of the halacha. They say actually, based on this week's parsha about all the mishpatim, they talk about how this is all this is primary for Kabbalah Satorah. There's the first thing that we learn out after Kabbalah Satorah is how to properly interact with people. So derech eretz kadma l'Torah, this is a prerequisite for learning Torah. So obviously there are halachas of nezikin and gzeil and gneiv, all that, but it's all part of a broader understanding of derech eretz. So this is derech eretz. There's no halacha, but this is derech eretz. So the Gemara says, he quotes the Braisa, the Tanya, Ketad seder haseba. So what is the proper way of doing haseba? Bisman shem shtei mitos, when there are only two beds, in other words, only two people that are eating, gadol meisa barosh, the gadol sits at the head, v'sheni lo lemata himanu, the second guy is below him, so this is actually against what Reish Kalusa felt. He goes below. This way the guy, gadol, could look down at the sheni. Now the sheni wants to talk to me, he could turn his head around to me, but the gadol, I could look down at him, so this braisa goes a little bit against, very much against what Reish Lakish had suggested. Bisman shen shalosh mitas, but when there are three beds, three people that are eating, gadol mesa berosh, the gadol's the head, sheni lo lemala heimanu, the second guy is above the gadol, and the shlishi lo lemata heimanu, the third guy in command is below him. May marishonim aschilim min hagadol, when it comes to washing hands first, begin with the gadol. May machronim bisman shem chamisha, when there are five people only eating meals, or five or less, maschilim min hagadol, you start from the gadol, because it's not such a big deal. I mean, you're balancing between being mechabit him with the first thing, and also about him sitting there waiting for everyone else. So when it comes to five people, so you give my machorim first, even though he's to wait, waiting for four of the guys is not considered a long wait, so we start with the gadol. But if it's going to be shei mea, bisman shei mea, when there's 100, now 100 is lav dafka, when there's anything above five, six or more, so then the din is maschim na katan, you start with the lowest guy, and let everyone else continue to eat. And ad shemagin eitzel chamish. And then when you get to the last five, then you jump to the gadol, and you go from him down to the lowest one of the last five. Chozin umaschilin min hagadol. Then it says, l'makum shemay machorim chozin. So the place where the mayim machorim go back to, l'sham bracha chozeres. That's where the bracha begins. What that means is that if you look at Rashi explains here, l'makum, five lines up from the bottom here, l'makum shemay machorim chozin, Kishmagim lechamish, when you get to the last five people to wash my machronim, im natal gadol hu mivarch. If the gadol is the one who washes his hands first of those last five, he says the bracha. Vim tzivol acher litel kodem lo hu mivarch. But if he's mitzavah, someone else said, no, I want you to wash first. Whoever gets my machronim of the last five, you're it's like the hot potato. So then you're the one who's it, and you have to lead the benching. So then the Gemara says that Messiah led this support to the Rav. Whoever lasts first of the last ones, which means of the last five, whoever's the number one of the last five, he's the one who should be benching, should be leading benching. Rav, Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yasu, Besudasa, Kamed, Rabbi. One time, Rav and Rabbi Chiya were both eating a meal in the presence of Rabbi. An Amar Leh Rabbi, the Rav, Rabbi looks to Rav and says, Kum Mashi Yadeh, go wash your hands. Chazed the kamarates. He got scared. That Rav got very scared. Why did he get scared? He thought that maybe hands were filthy. And Rebbe was saying, you filthy person, you got to clean your hands. You're a mess here. So he got all nervous. Rebbe says, don't get so nervous. Amrlei bar pachti, that's what he called him. Ayin bebir chasim izona kamalach. I'm telling you just to get ready for benching. Not that you're dirty, just to wash my mechorim. I mean, mechabed you with benching. Okay, so I guess we will stop here. And Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. That's early. Wow.